Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for August 13 to the 19th, 2016. As U.S. President Barack Obama announced he would make sure Palestinian-Israeli peace is reached before leaving the Oval Office, Israeli attacks leave one Palestinian killed, more than 33 others injured this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Three residents were injured on Friday. Scores others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation fired by Israeli troops who attacked anti-wall and settlement protests organized in West Bank villages. This week, anti-wall and settlement protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bil'ain, Na'ilin, and An-Nabi Saleh. In addition, protests took place in the village of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank. Israeli soldiers used live rounds, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. Three residents were injured by rubber-coated steel bullets. Meanwhile, scores others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protest organized in Kfar Kaddoum village. Troops also fired tear gas into residents' homes after invading the village. In Bil'ain and Na'ilin, protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall. Meanwhile, in An-Nabi Saleh village, Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers as soon as they reached the village entrance. U.S. President Barack Obama said he would make sure Palestinian-Israeli peace is reached before leaving the Oval Office. Meanwhile, Palestinians emphasize on the need for peace based on international legitimacy, resolutions, and the French initiative. IMMC's Ramil Maghari has more.
United States President Barack Obama said that he would make sure that the Palestinian-Israeli conflict is solved on basis of the two-state solution envisioned by Washington long ago. The president maintained that before leaving his office by November this year, the vision will be clear. Palestinian Authority, from its part, said it is still honoring the French Initiative for Peace, which is based on international legitimacy resolutions. In other news, Palestinians in both West Bank and Gaza are prepared for municipal elections by October of this year. Various Palestinian parties have expressed willingness to observe a smooth, democratic elections process. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mughari in Gaza.
This week, one civilian killed, 33 wounded, and at least 73 abducted by Israeli forces during invasions targeting Palestinian communities. IMMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
Mohammed Abu Hashash, 17, was shot and killed on Tuesday evening by Israeli soldiers in the Al-Fawar refugee camp near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Troops also injured at least 59 others, including 5 who suffered serious wounds. Excessive clashes took place in the refugee camp when hundreds of soldiers invaded it after completely surrounding it and initiated violent searches of homes leading to property damage. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Detainees Committee has reported that former political prisoner died Tuesday from serious health complications resulting from years in Israeli prison without proper and adequate medical treatment. The former detainee, Naeem Shawamra, 46, is from Doura city in the southern West Bank district of Hebron. Also on Tuesday, Israeli troops invaded several areas in the West Bank and demolished at least 10 homes and a car repair shop. Troops claimed that the owners did not have building permits from the Israeli army. Israeli military vehicles and bulldozers invaded on Tuesday morning the town of Sa'ir, northwest of Hebron, in the southern part of the occupied West Bank, and demolished 8 Palestinian homes. The army also demolished wells in the town. In the town of Beit Jala, near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, Israeli troops demolished 2 Palestinian homes and a room. Moreover, a number of Israeli military vehicles and bulldozers invaded on Tuesday at dawn Anata town, northwest of occupied East Jerusalem, demolished a car repair shop and a tree nursery. Moreover, Israeli forces conducted this week at least 72 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 73 Palestinian civilians, including 3 children. In the Gaza Strip this week, Israeli Navy ships attacked on Monday evening a number of Palestinian fishing boats in Palestinian territorial waters in Beit Lahia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip and kidnapped 5 fishers. Eyewitnesses said that Navy fired many live rounds at the boats and kidnapped 5 fishermen. The 5 were all fishing in the same boat and the Navy confiscated their boat and took it to Ashdod port. Also in Gaza this week, the only power plant in the besieged region announced Thursday that it was unable to operate on more than one generator after exhausting its fuel reserves. Even at full capacity, with Egyptian and Israeli electricity grids, together with Gaza's sole power plant, failed to cover the Gaza's energy needs. The power plant has not run on full capacity in years, with Israel's crippling blockade severely limiting fuel imports into the coastal enclave. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for August 13 to the 19th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Ishmael and me, Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.